I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, enough. I told you, this is a happy time. This is now a segment, at least one segment, we're going to do something happy. All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. But calls are important now, 412-928-9370. Okay, so there was a baseball clinic that happened in conjunction with 93.7 The Fan at the stadium last weekend, okay, at PNC Park before one of their games. And somebody I know was part of it, right? They were doing it. They had their kid there and whatever. And it was a, you know, a little baseball camp kind of thing. And they said, to their surprise, out of nowhere, here comes, and I guess maybe he worked so hard at it, they had to give him the day off. He walked out of the dugout. Here comes Jordy Mercer, who kind of wasn't really like scheduled to appear, just decided he saw a bunch of little kids out there, walked out there. Total good guy move, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and that's the Jordy Mercer we know.
Yes.
Good guy move. Remember last week we were talking about hibachi restaurants and what's the proper protocol
yes,
of hibachi?
Right.
Guy tells me he saw Ramon Foster at a hibachi restaurant, right? Ooh. Ends up sitting with Ramon at this hibachi restaurant. Carries on a conversation about the Steelers. The guy was in from out of town, or had his brother in from out of town, was telling him how much of a Steeler fan he was. Wasn't overly fanish about it. They go, Ramon and his wife are about to leave. They take off a little bit before. The bill comes, and I don't care if Ramon's mad about me saying this or wanted to keep it low. The whole table that said, hey, the guy who just left, he took care of everybody. He had such a great conversation. He wanted to say thanks to everybody for having such a great night out. Ramon took care of the whole bill for the whole table.
Wow.
Just like, good guy, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what are your good guy interactions in Pittsburgh with athletes? Because I'm tired of talking about this tax. I'm tired of Sean Rodriguez not playing. I'm tired of the Pirates being in fourth place. I'm tired of Le'Veon Bell's contract situation. What are your good guy interactions? When you see that guy and he just becomes a sports figure and he just becomes a regular person, that needs to be talked about more. I feel like being happy today. People just sat in traffic on the Parkway, Jim, for 4 hours, right? And there's so much bad stuff happening in the world. It seems like we're fighting each other over everything now. Those two things highlighted, and at 412-928-9370, I just wanted to kind of get that out there. And you could feel free to call in the rest of the show or text in the rest of the show. But I'd love to take some calls on this because we've done topics kind of like this before. When you remember the guy bumped into Gino at Home Depot and whatever. But
supposedly.
Kind of the good guy stuff. Did you ever break down and all of a sudden, here you go, Steve Blass pulled over and changed the tire on your car? You know, stuff like that happens. And that's why I love sports, because there are times in which we regular guy the athlete. You know, you see whomever at the zoo, and he takes an interest and starts talking to your family or whatever. Or you bump into somebody, and this happens to me, unfortunately, but I see Brett Kiesel all the time at Children's Hospital. And I see him at times where it's not like a scheduled appearance. I've seen Troy Polamalu, too, where it's not a scheduled appearance. There's no media. It's just a good guy doing something around town. And unfortunately, we're there too much and shouldn't be, and it stinks. But to see those guys doing that, it really jumps out at me that, and this happens all over this country, but I feel like in Pittsburgh, we have guys that are willing to be, dare I say it again, good guys.
Well, there's a lot of them around. Mm-hmm. There really are. We've talked about this, and you mentioned, you know, the Pirates. It's like I want them to do well because I like the players.
Right.
I really do. You get to know a bunch of the Penguins, the Steel, everybody. The Pitt players. It's a good group.
Let's talk to Dave. Dave's in traffic. Dave's on the Fan. Dave, good morning. Dave, you're on the Fan. Good morning. Oh, Dave dropped off. And you also think about Trevor Williams and the stuff that he's doing right now for the people who are
the 34 project. Yes. Project 34 with his college roommate.
It absolutely blows me away, and the fact that he's bringing people down to the ballpark, and you see that kind of stuff in the media, and you see it out there in public, But some of the stuff that you don't see, like Mercer, he didn't know the other day that during that little kids clinic that there was going to be media there. He just went out to see a bunch of kids. Nick on the Parkway. Nick, you're on the Fan. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, how's it going? I got a good guy story about Sid.
Let's go.
I was in college, and it was I think it was James Neal's last year in Pittsburgh. So it was a couple years ago, but my best interaction ever with any sports figure in this town. We were out at the bar on the south side. It was right after the season, and me and my buddies ran into Sid and James Neal at the bar. I think it was Mario's, and I remember we were on the football team at CMU, all my buddies. So I have a friend who's this real big guy. He's like 6'4", you know, 320 pounds. Big, you know, horse of a guy, you know. So Sid goes over to us. We're standing there drinking our beers. He says, holy heck, you're a big dude. He buys us all a beer, and then he's like to the big guy. He's like, go ahead, chug that beer. And so he went and he chugged the beer, and then Sid bought him another one. And we just had a nice conversation about the season and the town. And it was just a normal interaction with a huge figure that you don't normally see. So I just thought that was pretty funny.
See, there we go. There's so much bad in the world happening now. There's so much that we're at odds with each other about. I just was thinking driving in this morning, Jim. And what I find most odd about that story is that James Neal was at a bar. That is incredibly tough to believe.
We use with Sid. I find that a little interesting.
So do I. That is to talk about the odd couple being together there. Anyway, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Tom downtown. Tom, good morning. Real quick, what do you got?
Hey, real quick, two stories. My daughter actually spends a lot of time at Children's Hospital, too, and she goes to a medical daycare, and there's a lot of athletes that are incredibly involved in that. Around the holidays, Jerome Bettis actually came unannounced, and from my understanding, he's passed out gifts to a lot of the kids that were there. And also through that same medical daycare, Gino actually has a box at the arena. And he donates those tickets to the different families that may potentially have medical needs that are just looking to get away. It was just incredibly generous. It was completely, it's just really good to see guys like that. I get so tired of hearing about the Le'Veon Bells and the selfishness. And
I felt that way. I felt that way this morning, Tom. And I just felt like we had to just take a little detour from it, and we will for just a couple more minutes, including stories like this on the text line. Listen, Mike Tomczak handed me toilet paper under the stall at North Park Lounge in 1998. I was all out of paper in my stall. I could see Tomczak washing his hands through the crack of the door. Asked him to hand me some paper towels, and he did. Great guy, Mike Tomczak. So there you go. Regular interaction with a celebrity.
Way to go, Mike.
Way to go, Mike. He's not like Bubby Brister. He is mopping up for somebody. He's okay
to do it.
Apparently,
yeah.
Here's another one. I talked to Jake Caulfield in AAU tournaments a few years ago when our daughters played. He's just like the guy next door. Well, you want to talk to him on good terms, a guy like Jake Caulfield, right? I mean, you don't want to run afoul of Jay because that is it's bad news. Here's another one. I worked downtown on Penn Avenue, and Chad Kuhl was walking along Penn Avenue, and I noticed he was wearing a loose bracelet, which I also have worn since my mom got, a losing bracelet. I think he's got the word wrong. A bracelet, which I have also worn since my mom got sick, and my daughter bought one for me, and I mentioned that he was wearing it, and we had a discussion, and hopefully he'd be humble. We had a nice discussion. He was really humble about it and told me all about the meaning behind the bracelet and stood there for a half hour and talked to me about it. See, that's exactly what I'm going for, Jim. This is spectacular stuff. We got to feel good today. There's too much negativity going on. Everybody's mad at each other.
I feel better already.
So do I. And Chad Kuhl seems like that kind of guy, you know, that you stand there and you talk to for a while. Let's talk to Dave. He's stuck in traffic. He's on the Fan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. 2 years, or not 2 years ago, about 7 years ago, down at the Pittsburgh Marriott Center, the Penguins used to have their meetings there before the new arena was built. I'm in the bathroom. I'm down there for a wedding. And who walks in? Marc-Andre Fleury, Chris Letang. They're talking French. I don't know anything in French. So I'm sitting there patiently waiting. I'm like, how do I get these two to take a picture with the bride and groom? So I wait till they're done. They're washing their hands. I come over, start washing my hands next to them. Next thing you know, we're in a conversation, and Marc-Andre Fleury's like, sure, I'll take a picture with the bride and groom.
Picture.
So I sprint through the hotel, back to the ballroom, grab the bride and groom. They're talking to Aunt Linda or someone. Pull them away. Grab the photographer. No one has any idea what the hell's going on. And in walks Marc-Andre Fleury. Room went silent.
Isn't this a better way to start the day, to talk today, than just being miserable about Sean Rodriguez and everything else? Now, let me ask you this. Are these people still married?
Oh, absolutely. Gary and Ange, great couple, married. And guess what? The pitcher's on their mantle.
Ah, there we go. It's the hammer. The pitcher is on their mantle. Naturally, the pitcher is on their mantle. Flurry. They were talking in French. I didn't know what the hell they were saying. Mike and Robinson. Mike, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I got a nice story about Troy Polamalu.
I hope.
Never told nobody because he, it's, well, anyways, a friend of mine I graduated with, he moved to Rhode Island, and his son contracted, he got leukemia when he was like 2 years old. Went into remission, and I get a phone call, I've seen him for, a couple times. Once a year, twice a year, but when his son turned 12, it come back with a vengeance, really bad, and told me all he wants to do is meet Troy Polamalu. So my wife knew somebody that I don't want to work with him.
All right, let's speed it up here. Come on.
Steelers. Okay, all right. So they three-wayed Polamalu in California and told him, the kid, all he wants to do is see him. He has leukemia. He says, bring him down to the practice facility Friday. This was like Tuesday. He says, I'll be there. I don't want no media, nothing. So my buddy flew in with his son. I took him down, dropped him off. He spent the whole day with him, took him to lunch with Tom, went to practice, gave him shirts, everything. My buddy owns a restaurant in Rhode Island. The shirt hangs in his restaurant to this day. I mean, it was just a class act all the way.
See? There you go. Good stuff. I feel better about myself already, Jim. I feel better now, and as opposed to talking about who got screwed on this top 100 list, what happened with Sean Rodriguez. Luckily, he didn't play last night. Le'Veon Bell's contract. The Pirates asking for money from everybody. Gambling not coming to Pittsburgh. Don't you feel like your heart is warm now, Jim?
And I feel
phone
better.
Lines are full right now.
I feel better. I want to hear more stories.
We'll just take a couple more on the other side of this. Then we'll get back into some Pirate talk. Joe Block joins us at 9:30. People want to tell their story. They want to. I don't know. It just. I feel like this is therapeutic after all the negative we've been through. All right, we'll do this for just another minute or so. So much negative in the news. So much bad. So much awful. I wanted your good guy sports stories. Like we told the story about Ramon Foster. Somebody told us at a hibachi restaurant. He gets up. He paid the whole bill for everybody there, unannounced. There was that. Jordy Mercer walks out to a kid's baseball clinic the other day, unannounced at PNC Park, just because he saw some kids out there and wanted to help them out. Jamie in the car. Jamie has a Wayne Gretzky story, allegedly. Hi, Jamie.
Yeah, good morning, guys. When Mario used to have the golf tournament, I took my son to go see him, and Gretzky's in line to, giving autographs at the end of his round. And my son was in the bottom of a throng of people. And so I yell from the hillside, "Hey, Wayne, is my kid there?" He goes, "What's his name?" I tell him my name. He goes, "He's here. What do you want me to do with him?" So I just say, "Put him through college," and everybody laughs. And at that point, I thought it was over. I go to pick up my son, go down there. I can't find him. And the guard points me. He's on the other side of the ropes with Gretzky. And what happened was he started fanning himself because it was hot. Gretzky asked him, "Are you okay?" He says, "I'm feeling a little hot." He takes him over the ropes, sends some guy to go get him water. He then makes him walk with him while he signs autographs to make sure he's okay. And then when everything was okay, I saw it from a distance. I went to just take a picture of it. He turns around. He poses with him. And then I take a picture. He shakes his hand, sends it back to me. So I yell thank you and all that. And the only thing is the dad, at first I asked him if he was okay. And then I prayed that the picture came out.
Right.
And so, did I get it? Because I just bought one of those cheap little, throwaway cameras at the facility there.
Well, so that's... Turned out, go ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it turned out, and the other guy was talking about the picture on the mantle. It turned out the picture came out. We blew it up. My son's 29 now. It's still framed in the middle of all the family pictures that he has at his house.
Wow. Well, to go back to the very beginning of your story, Gretzky's a bum because Mario would have put him through college when you said that. So there you go. No, it's a great story. It really is. Good stuff. Wayne Gretzky helping out. The humanitarian that he is, Wayne Gretzky helping out some kid that was, you know, fallen by the heat, Jim. What do you
yes.
think?
No, that's good. Good dude, I guess.
Yes,
I mean, I've never
good
met
guy
him, really.
Stories.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.